Proclamation number 8062 of 13th of December, 1961. God's justice. Judgment. Work of redemption. I am a good and just God. My love belongs to you, my creatures, always and forever. And yet, out of my love I cannot approve of an injustice. I cannot make you happy with my love if you have become sinful. But this does not mean that I punish you for your sins. Instead, you yourselves create an unhappy state for yourselves through sin. You distance yourselves from me, and this always signifies unhappiness. For my love cannot touch you because you create the distance yourselves through sin, and I cannot influence you against my eternal order. And therefore every sin requires atonement according to my law of order, so that my justice will be satisfied, so that you can approach me again in order to receive my love. My nature is love and mercy, and therefore I'm also exceedingly long-suffering. Nevertheless, my justice cannot be eliminated because it also belongs to my nature, which is exceedingly perfect. And thus I must also let punitive judgments come upon you. But you always initiate them yourselves, because you must come to order again in order to become blissfully happy, and because acts of atonement are necessary for this. States which are only ever the effects of people's wrong will, thus consequences of sin, which I therefore allow so that the sins are atoned for and you humans enter the state again which brings you close to me and you can then also be made happy by my love again. Such punitive judgments are only ever educational means. They are means to lead you back to me again. But they are never evidence or expressions of my wrath. For I feel no wrath because I'm love. Yet my justice causes me to make you feel the consequences of your sins myself in order to change you. And thus you draw every punishment upon yourselves. But you yourselves can also let it become a blessing for you if you turn to me in every adversity, be it physical or spiritual. If you confess your sin and appeal to me in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your guilt. My love for you is so great that it accepts every sinner, that I write his guilt in the sand and that I also no longer demand atonement from you when you call to Jesus and hand your guilt over to him. But I cannot do this as long as you remain in sin, as long as you don't believe in Jesus' act of salvation and still live your earthly life at a distance from me. Then I will have to try to win you in the form of a punitive judgment which will then only ever be a sign of my righteousness for you, which cannot accept you as long as you persist in sin. Then the effects of sin will rebound on yourselves. Then you may be affected by sufferings and hardships and adversities of all kinds. But these are then the compensation for your sins. You make atonement. You bear away guilt while you are still on earth, and you can find the way to the cross. And then the path to me will also become free again for all of you. Then I can accept you again. I can prepare a blissful fate for you because I can bestow my love upon you again. And because my justice has been served. Amen.